Happy Easter, friends. What a journey we have taken through Lent. We saw through the eyes of the person who lent their colt to strangers that God can accomplish his will using unusual means. We felt for Malchus, the man who lost his ear when he was attacked during Jesus' arrest, and were reminded Jesus is the calm center of every storm, always ready to heal and forgive. We were stressed for the young man who lost his nightshirt when he ran from the soldiers who arrested Jesus, and we learned that God is with us even when we want to do the right thing but don't quite get there. We asked questions with the woman by the fire, feeling Peter's shame when he denies knowing Jesus. We were answered with Jesus' love that smothers our shame and sets us free. We wondered, what if there is more with the soldier who helped crucify Jesus, and discovered our failures are not the end of the story. We grieved with Mary as she watched her beloved son die on the cross, and found great hope in the faithful provision Jesus brings to our lives. These words from the prophet Jeremiah are not part of the Easter story, but they feel appropriate as we end our journey through Lent. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. God responds to our reflection and repentance, and our patient expectation and endurance with his mercies. He is faithful. Through our time together, we discovered with great joy a wider picture of who Jesus is in Scripture and in our own lives. As we close, may you be blessed by these words found in Colossians 1, verses 15 to 20. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation, for through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Jesus, we thank you. We celebrate you. We pursue you with our lives each and every day. Amen. A very special thank you to every person from the Hope community that made these devotions possible. Lindsay Tomlinson, Rick Court, Ashley Black, Ken Wright, Heather Mandela, Randy Peterson, Chris Walters, Jason Shin, Josh Cooper, Hope Furlow, Scott Cruz, Talena Ra, Jeff Bills, and Libby Bauman. We hope that you discovered something new about God. We'd love to hear your feedback. You can email ashley@meethope.org. We'd also love to invite you to check out Worship at Hope or learn more on our website at meethope.org. We'll see you next time.